head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanser, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And this is the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Very happy to be here with you. It is the first week after Memorial Day. It's show number 256. That's 5 years next month we've been doing this show each and every week. And I always strive to bring you the most interesting people in the bill. I can announce right now that I've succeeded once again. You're going to love my first guest. He is a comedian. And if you're not familiar with Tim Northern, you should be. He has been around a while. He's from Nashville. And I heard about this comedy festival that was going on. Louisville is Funny is the name of Tim's organization. He's organized this thing. 70 comics, most of them local, are all going to be performing in town this weekend. And I talked to Tim about the apparent decline in popularity of comedy shows. And Tim's trying to do something about that. He's organized this festival, and I think you're going to want to hear about it and hear from Tim, who's a pretty cool dude. Came into the studio the other day, and was very happy to get to know him and talk to him. So that's coming up first. My second guest, my Bourbon City guest of the week this week, Jeannie Conkey. She is in charge of public relations over at the Ali Center, which has just kicked off its I Am Ali Festival. It is 10 days this year. I don't know if you remember last week, they made a big deal out of it and made it a six-week thing, and Jeannie explains why they changed it and what's cooking for this year. It's a really, really interesting program of events. And actually, one of the comedy festival events, a couple of them are taking place at the Ali Center. And I'm sorry I'm too late, but you missed this one. They even had a roast of the Hammer. Local attorney Daryl Isaacs was roasted on Wednesday night, and that was probably quite a spectacle. I would say so. But sorry we missed that. But there's plenty of comedy this weekend, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the second part of the show when we hear from Jeannie Conkey about what's going on at the Ali Center. This show, as always, is brought to you by my good friends of mine at Passport Health Plans. If you go to passportwellbeing.com and click on the community, you'll see several dozen stories I've written about people that are making things happen in the West End. It's a very interesting web page, and I think you'll like it. I hope you go visit that. My other sponsors are, of course, Heiser Health, which is optimizing my health. I reached a milestone this week, 201. On March 8th, I started out at 221 pounds, and through diet, exercise, and some vitamins and drugs, I am now a much more fit, 201 pounds, and still going. My goal is in sight, but I haven't reached it yet. So thanks to the folks at Heiser Health and Peggy Heiser for getting me healthy again. And, of course, my friends at the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau, who bring you the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, are also sponsors. So, anyway, there's a lot going on this week. I have a lot to talk about with you, and I'm looking forward to that. But first, let's get to our interview with Tim Northern. The Tim Northern Comedy Festival is coming up, and I think if you haven't been out to a comedy show in a while, like I haven't, it would be a good time to go do one. The prices are reasonable. It's like $10 or $15 to get in, and they're all over town. The venues are all over town, and Tim will explain where they are and what's going on with them. They've got themes and different things. You can pick and choose your favorite types of comedy and go out and have a laugh or two. So anyway, here's my interview with Tim Northern.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up. Until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show has a comedian in the house. So let me welcome Tim Northern to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Tim. Now, I've seen these cool T-shirts or logo you have out says Louisville is funny.
Yes.
Right? What's behind that?
Well, that was going to be the name of the festival
okay.
the second year. Well, there's a comedy festival called the Tim Northern Comedy Festival.
Okay.
And the name started out really as a joke, you know, just like a stand-in.
Yeah.
We wanted to do a festival in Louisville, and but we came up with all these different brands and everything, and Louisville is Funny is the one that we came up with, because I kept seeing Louisville is Keep Louisville Weird, which is not original.
Yeah.
It started in Austin.
In Texas, yeah. Yeah.
And I talked to someone from Louisville is Weird, and I told him, I was like, man... He's like, yeah. Well, I was like, mm. I wanted to say, you know, it was going to be Keep Louisville Funny at first, but I was like, nah, I don't want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, Louisville is funny, and so we came up with a design, which is the fleur-de-lis and
right.
microphone, and instead of the Florida
yeah,
it's, in,
cool.
it's in the shape of a microphone.
So we can get the. So anybody that's listening wants one of those T-shirts. Where do they get them?
You can go to LouisvilleIsFunny.com.
Okay.
And we have them there. And also, we're going to try to put them in shops and stuff around town.
Okay. Well, so. Certainly. I mean, you're on the forefront of I guess a movement. You're bringing 70 comics.
I'm not bringing them. They're here.
They're here. Yeah. They're here. You're giving them a stage. There's all these events.
Yes.
Tell me a little about the venues and the comedians. I mean, this is all happening.
And it's all organic. It's all us. It's all us putting things together. We have a few sponsors. It would be great if we had more. But,
okay.
But we can't lament about that. We just have to get out there and do it.
Get out there and do it.
Our venues are the Caravan. The Bardstown on Bardstown Road.
Right.
We have Monic Beer
Monic
Company.
Monic Beer in Germantown.
In Germantown. We have the Green Building in Nulu. I guess it's considered Nulu.
Yeah, and, it is. It's where Nulu got its start, I think.
We have. We also have Friday night we're doing shows at the Muhammad Ali Center.
Wow.
In the theater. And we have the Ice House. We're roasting Daryl Isaacs. Wednesday.
And I did want to ask you about that. The Hammer, Daryl Isaac, he's going to be roasted mm-hmm. at the Ice House. And what is that, Friday night?
This Wednesday.
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 Okay.
So,
well, if you're listening to the show, you already missed it. But anyway, there's plenty of comedy after that. But how'd that come about?
Well,
there's a lot of things to laugh about.
Well, last year was the first year for the festival. And,
okay.
You know, it was just like a ragtag thing that
yeah.
we put together, and it was mildly successful. And so I was talking to a friend of mine, and I saw last year I did a festival in Birmingham, and they roasted their Daryl Isaacs.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, hey, let's roast Daryl Isaacs. Let's see if we can roast Daryl Isaacs. So she gave him a call, and his assistant said, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
She called us right by maybe 10 minutes later and said, yeah, let's do it. And since then, I've talked to Daryl, and Daryl was like, he told her, he's like, no, I don't want to do it. She said, you're going to do it. So his assistant is who made him do
okay.
it. And he's a
okay.
really nice.
All right,
nice,
so, and you got some roaster. I know, like, Terry Miners is roasting.
Terry
right?
Miners, Tony Vannetti, Matt Jones. And we have characters.
All right.
And comics.
Okay.
Who will be roasting him.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Aside from the festival, though, I read where you sort of think comedy needs a little push in the city.
It does. It really does. I mean, there used to be a lot. There used to be four viable comedy clubs in Louisville, you know, back in its heyday, and people clamored to get to Louisville. But now, all of a sudden, no one's really coming to Louisville, especially at the club.
Yeah,
it's like Lexington gets a lot more
well, we
established comics
that.
Than we do, and but see, the thing is there's a lot of good talent right here in Louisville that people don't even really know about. Like, people don't realize that Don G started as a comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I knew her
as a comedian. You know,
that's
and
funny.
And you know, now she's a big time
Yeah, she went into something that pays a little money, right?
Well, she, you know, they lured her, and then I have no. She's a really genuinely nice person.
Okay.
But yeah, the people just need to stop consuming, thinking comedy is what they see on television.
Okay.
Comedy is best consumed in a small venue that's close and intimate, and there's a lot more energy when it's live. It's a better experience when it's live. But they see it on television, and they think it's all grandiose, and they think it's not attainable. But it is. That they're live. I mean, Louisville is funny. We're gonna, you know, the festival is under the Louisville is Funny banner.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the year, Louisville is Funny. We're gonna be putting on shows like in St. Matthews, you know, in Middletown, in, you know, Germantown, in, you know, the West End. So we're gonna bring comedy to the people, and we want the people to come and see what we have. I mean, it's very frustrating to have just a talented packed show with very few people in the audience. I mean, we try to get the word out as best we can,
sure,
but people are just. They just watching on the
television. Well, I can remember, you know, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know what time period we're talking about, but I can remember, like, going up there to the Comedy Caravan and
not knowing who's there.
Being packed.
And not knowing who's there, just coming out for the shows. But it seemed like people just got away from it. I don't know what happened. Because I've been doing comedy for a long time.
Yeah, well, let's talk a bit about your background. You're from Nashville.
Hometown.
And but you're pretty much here now.
Pretty much, yeah.
And how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for 25 years.
Wow.
25 years. This year is my 25th anniversary.
that's a lot of jokes.
They just grabbed me and I was like, Tim, you're not going anywhere. So.
Now, do you travel some?
I travel. Yeah, that's how a comic makes it.
That's how you do it, right? You got to go.
You got to travel, yeah.
So where have you been? Where you been this year? Or how much are you on the road?
Well, I have three kids, so okay. I don't travel as much as I used to. But they, you know, they were born into the craft.
They
know. It's like dad's out.
Dad's out. Telling jokes again. Yeah.
And but I travel anywhere I have to go. I used to open for Rodney Carrington a lot.
Okay.
And he's asked me to do some more dates with him this year, so I'm gonna be doing some more dates with him.
Okay.
But, I travel anywhere I need to go.
Well, father of three, does that affect your material? I don't know.
Not really, because I don't really do real life stuff. I do I don't say smart, but I do absurd kind of wordplay, twist of phrase, something you have to, you know, really pay attention.
Okay.
You
know?
So, yeah, I don't really do real life. I can't make real life funny.
And I was surprised also to read that you are not performing in the Tim Northern Comedy Festival.
I didn't want to. I mean, you see, because that's very presumptuous of me to think, but no, I didn't want to because I want to use, you know, what little notoriety I have or whatever connections I have to promote comedy.
Okay.
So I wanted others, but I'm doing the show. At the Barstown Saturday night, and I'm
Saturday
also hosting. I'm hosting at the Muhammad Ali Center Friday.
Okay, so. Okay, and for people that are listening, ticket prices I think for all but one location are $10.
It's 15 at the door, but we have two for 20 tickets also.
Okay,
and it's $12 for an individual ticket. In advance, but at the door it's 15.
Okay.
I have a coupon, 2 for 20 tickets if you want to bring someone out, you know. And
heck, I don't want to go alone.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't realize that you've recruited, I guess is the right word, but you've got all these comedians participating in this festival over 4 days, and 70 of them, they're all from around here.
Right around here. Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's not even all of them.
Yeah.
That's not even all of them. Some of them had previous engagements, so and I didn't go for like Mike Armstrong. He's always pretty busy. I couldn't ask him to not make his money on the road.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because it's not a lot. You don't get paid a lot. But you get. I mean, the thing is the comics that submit, pay their submission. I'm basically gonna give it back to them.
Okay.
And they get a little swag bag too. So. But yeah, we're trying. I think next year we're gonna really try to hit up local businesses to help. Because we want to make it local. It's all about local.
Oh yeah, I would think you would be able to get some sponsorship and all that.
Yeah, and the thing about it is we're not trying to make money. We're just trying to build awareness. So yeah. Any sponsorship money that we get, it's going to go straight into advertising. So
well, I'm curious about the comedians themselves. I mean, throw me out a few names that maybe somebody's heard of. Or
we got Ed Black, Johnny Watson. Charlie Walker, some very good, talented folks. Holly Lene, she's a local. They are local. Patrick Spring, just lots of funny people, and different theme shows too.
I mean, okay.
We have Momedy, which is
Momedy.
Moms telling mom jokes.
Mom jokes, of course.
At Monic, that'll be Friday. I think it's the first show Friday.
Okay.
We have, you know, just all kinds of different things. We have, well, another one of our venues is Persuasions, which is in the LGBT.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to include everyone.
Yeah.
You know, not you know, everyone. Every kind of, we have a clean show Friday at the Caravan, all clean. Okay. We have an extra dirty show, you know. we have the All-Star show, which is going to be at the Muhammad Ali Center Friday.
Okay.
So two shows. We're trying to get people out. I mean,
all right. Well, anybody listen, you know, the website is Louisville is Funny.
Louisville is Funny, or Tim Northern Comedy Festival.
Comedy Festival, and yeah. you can
that's,
find
that's
out.
Where the lineup is.
Tim, I've been there. I've seen the lineup. It's very impressive. It makes me want to go out and listen to some comedy. So
yeah.
That's what we want to do, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And one thing that we didn't do, we didn't have a weekend pass because we didn't want to wear people out. It's like,
yeah.
You know, just come out and check out a little bit and see what you got. And if you feel like going to another show, you know, go. Because we're not trying to, you know, make a lot of money off, you know. We're just trying to, if you want to come out, dip your toe in, check it out, you know.
Well, I'm sure it's all a great night of entertainment. If you go to Louisville is Funny, and you'll hear from Tim Northern, you can see where he's going to be. And it's a great move, I think, to boost the comedy level in this town.
Yeah, this Louisville is funny. Louisville is a funny town, you know. And I'm not the only one working. We got Jen Cooper, Craig Ewing, and Ann Austin. I mean, they're doing the
local humor.
The yeoman's work, yeah.
All right, yeah. Very good. All right, well, Tim, thanks for coming by the studio. It's really great, and we'll look forward to hearing more about Louisville is Funny.
Thank you very much.
Kaiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Kaiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Kaiser Health, 502-882-4252.
All right, folks, go out and see some comedy this weekend. There are plenty of choices. Just go to that website, and you can check it out. If you want to check out some of the stuff I do, I have a Twitter handle at Rusty Satellite or at Ricky Redding. And we also do a Twitter handle at Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou. My other podcast, weekly podcast I do with my co-host, Carolyn McLean. We have a great show this week. We're talking about the Festive Ale over in New Albany. And Carolyn and I recorded the show on Tuesday. We didn't let the little holiday get in our way of getting that done. You can check out everything we do at eatdrinktalk.net if you want to check that out. And also operate louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city. So anyway, there's a lot of ways to keep up with what I'm doing. And I want to say thank you on the show to Laura Wallace, who has this great feature called The Pick of the Day. And I'm posting it every day on eatdrinktalk.net. And you can see it on Facebook. And it's the best, the coolest events to go to on a daily basis, every day. So you can get up and say, what am I going to do today? Well, Laura's got choices for you. It's a great thing. So anyway, that's a lot of business we've got to get taken care of. I always talk about some things in the news here in this segment, and I want to start out with like some happy stuff. As usual, good news in Indiana over at the Pillsbury plant that shut down a few years back. Sazerac, who would have thought they're going to put a distillery in there? It sounds like Sazerac is a beverage company, a holding company based in New Orleans. They own Buffalo Trace for one and Barton 792, those two bourbons. They're going to invest some $66 million in that plant over off Grantline Road in New Albany. And it is so that's going to be a big deal. When I first saw it, I thought it was going to be the Colgate plant, which I don't know what the status of that is, but it's the Pillsbury plant that shut down a few years back, and that is a big economic news for Southern Indiana. That's a big deal. So maybe a lot of people over there will be celebrating at the Fest of Ale. The annual beer fest that goes on this weekend on the New Albany Riverfront. It's a really it's a really great event. I'm going to be over there, and I would love to have you join me. It's fun, and you can hear about it with organizer Tisha Ganey and Courtney Lewis, who is the event person extraordinaire at the City of New Albany over at Eat, Drink, Talk, the podcast, right? Okay, and I just got some sort of breaking news. This just happened here Wednesday afternoon. The news broke that at 4th Street Live, Beer Achievo, which was opened to great fanfare a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, because Junior Bridgman was an investor and a partner with the Cordish Companies in creating this Italian restaurant on 4th Street Live. And I went there a few times. I thought it was great. The interior was very well done, and the food, I thought, was better than average. And I guess it just didn't catch on. But they have announced a new concept. It's called the Pizza Bar. And it's modeled after a restaurant in Detroit that just opened at an arena, at the arena where the Detroit Pistons play. And it's called Little Caesars Arena, and it is apparently doing very well there. It features arcade games and of course, pizza. And they got some great specials going on. It's going to open later this summer down there at 4th Street Live. Beer Achievo closed this week. So you know, temporarily, there won't be any Italian restaurant there on 4th Street Live. But there's plenty of places to go there at 4th Street Live. It's a great place. There's all kinds of events going on. I know that coming up, they got a country guy named Russell Dickerson coming on June 16th, and there are hot country nights on Fridays. So that's a big deal. 4th Street Live making a change right there with Beer Achievo. I think that Bridgman is still involved in the enterprise in the new concept pizza bar. So anyway, that is something to look forward to, the opening of Pizza Bar on 4th Street Live. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about some things that local and state governments are doing that I don't think they should be doing. We'll start with the state's proposed takeover of Jefferson County schools. Now, you know, you tell me if you can think of a reason that people from outside of Louisville who aren't elected would do a better job of running the schools than a local school board that is elected by the people. Apparently, Bevin, our governor, our mini-Trump governor, thinks that the state can do a better job of running the school system than those people on the current board. And I'm glad to see that the board is going to fight this. The local school board is going to fight the thing and try to keep the state, put their noses back where they belong in their own business, take care of all those, you know, focus your attention on the school systems out in the state. I don't think there's any incompetence in the JCPS school board or in Marty Polio, the new superintendent. They seem to be doing the best they can. The challenges faced by city school systems are different than those faced by school systems out in the state. And I guess that Bevin just doesn't seem to understand this. He appointed handpicked a guy who got rid of the state education commissioner and brought this guy in. It was a foregone conclusion that he was going to recommend that the state take over the JCPS. It's a wrong thing to do. I hope smarter people will prevail and that the state doesn't take control of the local school system. But speaking of Bevin, there's another issue that sort of bothers me even more than that. And that is, I don't know if you saw this, WDRB did a long piece on this on Sunday, that there is a on the way, starting in July, a tax, a new 6% tax. The sales tax will be on a lot of things that we've never had sales tax on before, like getting your hair cut or your fitness dues or getting your lawn done, a lot of services. If you want to get your car fixed, there's, you know, the prices on all those things just went up 6% because the state and those Republicans that you elected have decided that they're going to extend this tax to all these services because they need money. And you know why they need money? Because Bevin is so stubborn, he won't even open his ears and listen to ideas for new tax revenue in the form of marijuana. Any form of marijuana, he won't even go for medical marijuana, which has been proven to be helpful to people who have various problems. He won't open his mind to the idea of gambling, casino gambling, even though there's all sorts of gambling available in the state. And what's worse is Bevin claims that it's on moral grounds that he is opposed to casino gambling. Moral grounds. What a joke. He's beholden to the church and the religious leaders, that for sure. He is also, and you know, we just had an opportunity. This just came up. We talked about this. Sports betting. States are lining up to legalize sports betting so they can make money on that. You can bet, I will guarantee you, that Kentucky will be last in line when it comes to that. Sports betting. I wish it weren't true. I wish that our state was a little more progressive, that it didn't have Bevin as governor, and we'd probably get a lot more done. Our finances of our state would be in much better shape. So that's how I feel about that. Now, the Metro Council, now it stuck its nose in something it didn't belong in this week when it passed a measure. I'll read from the Courier Journal here, a measure that supporters say will help lower Louisville's obesity rate by giving youngest restaurant patrons healthier options. In other words, they're going to force restaurants to, if a restaurant provides a kid's menu, the kid's menu has to have certain healthy foods on it. Now, I am a very big advocate of the government doing things to help the population get healthy. I'm a big fan of bike lanes. I talked about that last week, that bike lanes encourage people to get out and ride their bikes and get healthier. But this one, I just don't think that it's the government's place to tell parents what to feed their kids. Now, I know that you know, a lot of parents, because it's cheap, number one, to go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal, and that those Happy Meals have, you know, might have burgers and fries. I think you can get like apples or milk instead of the soft drinks. There's a lot of things you can do. I tell you what I did when my kids were of age of the age where we were deciding what kind of places to eat for the first few years. I don't know how old Nick and Josh were, but I think it seems like 8 or 9. I've read that thing about McDonald's food, that book, and I said, we're not going to McDonald's anymore. And it was an unpopular decision at first, but you know what happened? We didn't go to McDonald's ever again as a family. I didn't take the kids there to get burgers and fries, and those kids grew up and they don't eat at McDonald's. You know, they're not they don't have great diets. They don't only eat healthy food, but they don't eat at McDonald's. And it's up to the parents. Angela Lee, who is running for mayor, and I've been a little critical of it. She said one good thing. She said about this ordinance that the Metro Council passed. She said, I don't think we need to be telling parents what to feed their kids. That's not the government's place. Nonetheless, the ordinance passed by a thin margin, 13-11, and it's going to be a real burden, I think, on some of the restaurant operators in town. And it's unnecessary. It's not a necessary thing, in my opinion. So that's what's going on. Just give you a little taste of what I think about some of the things going on in the world. All right? Okay, so what's going on this weekend? Friday night, I am going to Denim and Diamonds, a fundraiser for Parkinson's. It's over at Locust Grove. It's a really great event. You can probably, I think it's sold out, but go to the website, Denim and Diamonds. It's a great cause, the Parkinson Sports Center. We talked on E Drink Talk with Jason Smith and Paul Toole about that event a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be great. And then, of course, Saturday, Festival. It's a beautiful sight on the river. You can see it from the Sherman Minton Bridge, that big amphitheater. You can see right on the New Albany Riverfront. There's an after party up there at the, can't remember the name of that restaurant. We went last year. But, you know, as Beer Fest goes, this is one of the best ones. I mean, I guess there's Tailspin that I'm familiar with, Tailspin, and the one Festival, and I also do the one in J-Town usually. And we'll see how those are going this year. So Tisha Ganey is involved in all those, and she was our guest on Eat Drink Talk this week. So that was fun. That was really fun. Okay, but a lot more going on. As you know, last week, and I'll tell you, in an upcoming show, you're going to hear from Ashley Smith of the Waterfront Development Corporation. I went down to Waterfront Park last week because they had a big press conference announcing all the stuff that was going on at Waterfront Park this summer, and it's going to be a happening place this summer. I got to go, and you can check out the video on Facebook. I got to go on the Louisville Scream, which is a boat. It's a 10-seat boat that does high-speed little twirlies in the water. It's sort of a thrill ride, and it's going to be operating all summer down there. I found out you can, and I found out when I went to the hike, bike, and paddle. I talked to somebody about the kayaks. You can do kayaks down there. There's just a lot more choices than there used to be down at Waterfront Park of things to do. And the mayor made a big speech and talking about extending the park westward. And so that's going to be very exciting as well as the thing to do. I know you missed it. This is you're listening to this early on Thursday, but they had Waterfront Wednesday on Wednesday night this week. And it looks like the weather may have been a factor, but anyway, that's been a hugely successful event. So a lot of things going on there at the riverfront. My next guest is Jeannie Conkey, and she is over at the Ali Center. She has a very busy job because there's so much going on. They've just remodeled the lobby, and there's this great, I think they called it virtual reality, some sort of a way to experience the Ali Center through your phone, right there in the lobby. The lobby's been enlarged. It's big enough for events now. And they have a new exhibit coming in the very soon. Well, you'll hear about that from Jeannie in this interview. But the I Am Ali Festival, there's a whole bunch of events going on this week. I urge you to check it out. And you probably will want to after you hear this interview with Jeannie. So it's coming up in just a second.
Next up, it's the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get a different taste.
And I am so thrilled to be at the Ali Center downtown with Jeannie Conkey. Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
And you are, I know, a very important person here, but what are you officially?
I am the Senior Director of Public Relations and External Affairs.
Okay, very good. Well, you're our Bourbon City Guest of the Week on Rusty Satellite Show. That'll go on your resume very well. So, but there's a lot of exciting stuff going on down here. I want to start. I guess I've heard about this this new exhibit. So tell me about that.
Well, you couldn't be here on a better day, truly, because we are setting up right now for our new exhibit, opening May 25th. It is the largest and most long-standing temporary exhibit that the Ali Center has ever had in its history. So it's called America to Zanzibar. It was developed by the Children's Museum of New York.
Okay.
We are only the third place in the country where this exhibit has ever been displayed, and we are very fortunate to have it until the end of the year. It's here till December 30th.
Okay.
America to Zanzibar is a family-friendly exhibit. It's very colorful and very immersive and experiential, and it is primarily designed for kids and families.
Okay.
Because it is a self-discovery type of exhibit where kids can learn about the Muslim culture through art, through music, through different displays, like the Global Marketplace, for instance, has an exhibit that showcases spices. Another one is coffee and tea. Okay. Another one is rugs. So another one is fashion. There is a huge boat, a 600-pound boat, may I say, that was brought into the center yesterday. And it kids can learn about the historic travel, the history of travel, and what it took. You know, now we're just used to getting in cars or Ubering, but in order to travel from one place to another back in, you know, the way our ancestors did, they had to come in on a boat, right? And then there's also another transportable item, and it's a camel, which kids will enjoy seeing.
Not a live camel.
Not a live camel. No cleaning up to do.
I mean, it's a lot of education, sounds like. This isn't something you leave 15 minutes for. It sounds like you could spend some time with it.
Yes, and it's an addendum to our regular exhibit. So if you come into the Ali Center, don't miss America to Zanzibar. If you're coming to America to Zanzibar, don't miss the other exhibits. And you might want to come back and make a couple trips out of it. And we'd be happy about that.
I know. I'm always telling people this is the coolest museum in town. I really am. And now there's new stuff in the lobby as well. I just did the augmented reality deal, which is pretty cool. But you would describe it better than me.
Sure. So since early January, the Ali Center's lobby has been under construction. we just, you know, we had a soft opening the first part of May around Derby. Today we're like officially open because our augmented reality wall is complete.
Okay.
So if visitors have been to the center before, they will come back and see a whole new lobby experience because not only did we get a brand new floor, we remodeled everything to be so much more contemporary and inviting and just an overall better visitor experience. We moved our admissions desk over adjacent to the windows so the desk is not covering the windows anymore.
Right.
Okay. So it's much more open, it's larger, it's going to make a beautiful event space. We added the augmented reality wall, we updated our wall of respect, and remodeled our retail store as well. So the augmented reality wall is a very cool technology where you can, for instance, you have to download an app. You did it today. It takes about 20 seconds. And you point your phone at the little butterfly on one of the poles in our lobby.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you see information, a storyline about Muhammad's life. So it's a way, and it's right there in front of you on your phone. And you can move in toward the poles and the images of Muhammad get closer. And it's very experiential, very cool. As I say, we believe we're the only museum in the state that has this type of technology.
Yeah.
And you can come in the lobby and try it for free and, you know, be pulled in. You might
right
be
in
pulled
lobby.
In.
But you don't have to go pay admission to do that, right?
Exactly.
But you got the beautiful little amphitheater area out there. I'm curious, and I know I didn't ask you in advance about this, but how many people you get through here every year?
We about 140,000.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
I think it seems like a lot of people travel to the to see the Ali Center.
Yeah, I tell you, more and more. When Muhammad passed away, it raised awareness even more.
Sure.
And it raised curiosity levels close and far, you know.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of visitors. In fact, we're gearing up for probably our busiest summer ever. There's just an increased awareness about Muhammad's life and legacy, and that's our mission.
And I think that, tell me if I'm wrong here, but his death, I think, certainly helped trigger new interest, but it also helped launch the Ali Festival, because I know I talked to Donald Lazier about that when he was on the show a while back. But now we've got the I Am Ali Festival coming up, which is the big thing we're here to talk about.
That's right. And someone asked me a little while ago, do you think Muhammad would be pleased that there was a festival taking place in his hometown with his, you know, his name? And I'd be like, of course he would. Yeah, so it sort of launched during what we call Ali Week in June 2016. It sort of, you know, generically launched itself. And then last year, in the one-year anniversary of Muhammad's passing, we had actually had a six-week I Am Ali Festival.
I remember that.
It was long. This year it's compressed into 10 days,
okay.
Two weekends and 1 week, which is much more manageable. And so it's bookmarked by two of the major events, I would say. The first is it kicks off again with Ali Appreciation Night at Slugger Field.
Okay.
And that's on Friday night, June 1st.
I thought there were some like special uniforms. Is that what I remember about
They're
that?
They're not this year, but there's still the T-shirts. Okay. Buddy the Bat will be wearing a robe. We have someone special throwing out the first pitch. Ali Center, you know, Ali programming throughout the ball game. And they're such great partners to work with. And it's just fun. And then that's a fireworks night, too.
Okay.
And then there are so many activities, because this is a generic festival, grassroots in nature, so many of our partners are doing such fun and unique events and activities throughout those 10 days. And there's too many to mention. There's over 50, but folks can go to our website and, you know, pick a day and see what's going on that day. We are holding a closing ceremony presented by Horseshoes Southern Indiana at the Ali Center on our plaza on the last day of the festival, which is Sunday, June 10th.
Okay.
And so it's going to be very fun, very family-friendly for all ages, from live music, food, drinks, activities for the kids. A huge butterfly dome with live butterflies in it out on our plaza.
Well, I know, and again, if you don't know this, I apologize for asking, but I know when I talked about the Ali Festival last year, it was all around, what, six core principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so aren't all the events sort of tied to those? You had a week for each one last year, right?
Right. That was... That was long.
Mm-hmm.
I would say...
I can feel like that's a period of your life you'll never get back, right?
It was all worth it, but yes. But so, you know, obviously, I think most of the community has heard about Muhammad's six core principles, and if you know anything about his life, they sort of jump out at you anyway. Confidence, conviction, dedication, respect, spirituality, and giving. I can say them in my sleep and backwards.
I was going to say, I didn't want to test you on them because I couldn't have done that. But that's what they are.
Yes, Rick, you're right. Last year, partners, they submitted their event based on one of those core principles during that particular week. This year, we just open it up. Folks can do what they want during the week on, you know, however they want. And if you look at the list, when you view the list on our website, you'll see that, you know, most of them are tied to Muhammad's legacy. And
sure,
in its own special way, you know, it's just very sweet. And we're very, very grateful for those who participate.
So is there anybody like, you know, I'm fishing for something. No big names. Is there a big name coming to town? Who's throwing out that first pitch?
Oh, this is a...
The reporter in me comes out, you know. I gotta ask those questions.
I'll say it's someone who lives in Louisville and is very special to us.
Okay. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah. I guess you got to come to the game to see
what it
is. I
guess I have to come to the game.
No,
that's on the first night of the festival, which is June 1st, right?
Correct. Friday night, fireworks. I did want to say that the City of Louisville, the Mayor's Office, and the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau has been very helpful to the center in helping put on this 10-day festival.
Right.
We thank them profusely, and we, of course, thank our partners again profusely.
Yeah.
It's really going to be fun. You know, if you look at some of the pictures, like look at Buddy the Bat here with wearing a Muhammad Ali robe.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, the this was from the Parkinson's Walk Moving Day. So if anyone is interested in helping raise money for Parkinson's, I believe that is on June 9th at Seneca Park. Double check me on that.
Okay.
Well, restaurants.
I mean, there's a lot of food things involved, and there's just a lot of events. I mean, I would encourage people listening to really check out. If you haven't been to the Ali Center in a few years, this is the time to come back and see the new exhibit and the new lobby and
a lot of new stuff going on. I was also going to say that there is a Soul Cleanse yoga event happening at the center as well. And like you said, Rick, a lot of food events.
Do you do that yoga thing?
That yoga thing? No, but I need to do that yoga thing. I might start out by cleansing my soul and doing yoga at the same time. So, yeah, there are, you know, to wrap it up, there are a lot of new things going on at the Ali Center right now that we're very excited about, all taking place, you know, at the beginning of the summer when the kids are out of school, families are looking for a little staycation, place to go for the weekend. You know, we're part of Museum Row, so there's, like, tons to do anyway. But we invite people to come out and see our new lobby, try that new augmented reality wall, check out America to Zanzibar, pick, you know, one or two or 45, 50 events that you can take part in during the
Ali
Festival.
Yeah, do something. Get out of the house, come down to the Ali Center and do that. Well, Jeannie, thanks for being with me on the show. I know you got a busy day today, and you squeezed me in.
Thank you. So much fun. It was fun. Thanks for having me.
And there you go. That's the Rusty Satellite Show for another week. The home of the most interesting people in the Ville. Happy to be with you, your host, Rick Redding. And just want to remind you that I appreciate you listening to the show and paying attention to what's going on in the world. I'm bringing a lot of these guests who are doing important work. Tim Northern just decided that comedy needed a boost in Louisville. And so he created this festival. And I hope you get out and go to, you know, like Tim said, don't go to every show. Just go to find one you like and go. And, you know, experience what that's like right here in Louisville. And in the I Am Ali Festival, if you can participate in any of those events, that's really great. And I'm glad you pay attention. You know, for those of you that pay attention to what's going on in the world and in the news, I think that's something you should do. It's just my two cents. So anyway, that's what Rusty Satellite Show is all about. It is brought to you each and every week by Passport Health Plan, our friends at Heiser Health, and the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau, who bring you the Bourbon City Guest of the Week every episode. It was really fun. So anyway, we'll be back again next week. Show number 257 is coming up. I really enjoyed being with you. You can find me at Rusty Satellite on Twitter or any of the various social media things. Just, you know, what I tell people when they ask me about the show, I say, just Google Rusty Satellite. It's the only one in existence, and it comes up first on Google. So anyway, if you want to listen to some past shows, we've had some great guests on here, and it's a great way to catch up and know about what is going on in the city of Louisville, Kentucky, each and every week. Check it out also at louisvilleky.com. And if you want to know about the latest in food and drink, it's eatdrinktalk.net. All right, thanks again for joining me, and I will be back next week. This is the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Airplanes into buildings. every time I turn around.